Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have reportedly met, and the numbers that have been discussed include $33 million annually and $105 million guaranteed. According to Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News, Cowboys officials met with Dak's representatives twice since the end of the NFL scouting combine. So, Shannon, what do you make of this report?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. If you notice, they're still trying to, this is the Cowboys side. And they're releasing this through Calvin Watkins. They're releasing this through Adam Schefter because they're still trying to paint Dak as being greedy. If you believe so much in Dak, go on and give him that 3 years, $105 million, fully guaranteed, Skip Bayless. Mm-hmm. I told you, and I will reiterate this again, what the Cowboys are trying to do, and they started this at last year's combine, portraying Dak as greedy. If he's unwilling to give us a hometown discount, money is more important than winning. So what you've tried to do is that Carson Wentz got what he got, 108 guaranteed. Jared Goff comes behind him, get 112 million guaranteed. Dak signs a full year, wants Dak to sign a full year later after he's navigated minefields and shark infested waters, take less guaranteed money than two guys got in front of him. So what you do when you do that, you suppress the market. Now all of a sudden, where the market is continuing to grow, expand, you shrink it. Oh no, Dak was the last guy to sign, and this is what he got. No, Todd France said, Jerry, I'm not gonna have him happen on my watch. Oh, he needs to call Jerry for what? Dak Prescott, a guy that's a football player, you want him to get into high stakes negotiation with a guy that do millions and billion dollar deals. No, that's why I hired Todd France. That's why you hire a financial guy, Skip Bayless. Mm. If I could handle my own money, I wouldn't need a financial guy. But I got him for a reason. Mm. And what reason do I have him if I'm not going to listen to the information that he's giving me? Mm. Skip Bayless, you think you're slick. You and your Cowboys think you're slick. You a Cowboy.
Is that a word?
Yeah, y'all think y'all slick. Skip, to make a long story short, and I'm going to put it in a nice, neat package for you, the Cowboys are still not 100% sure. Because I can assure you, when it comes time for Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, and my homeboy to get their money, there will not be any of this back and forth. There will be none of this waffling. If you're sure Russell got his money, no problem. Aaron Rodgers got his money with 2 years left on his deal. Now this man has played the contract out, a fourth round pick. He said the hometown discount I gave you is when you got me in the fourth round and I didn't make $2 million, I still hadn't made $2 million in salary. What I've made in endorsements off the field is not your concern. Skip Bayless, they don't believe in him. And you know what this is doing now. This is causing bad blood because they're going to slap the franchise tag on him. And you're building a Kirk Cousins situation because you're going to start betting against yourself. And this is not going to end well.
By the way, point of order, the franchise tag will hinge upon if the new CBA gets ratified and approved by the end of this week.
Right.
Because there's a deadline on Thursday, basically. Right. Mm-hmm. And if it is ratified, if it's in place, there's only one franchise tag.
Right.
And it might go to Amari Cooper. So that would necessitate getting this done or not.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So here's the point. You're saying that the Dallas Cowboys are trying to paint Dak as the bad guy, right?
They're doing a great job of it.
Okay. And I completely and utterly disagree with you because that's what's called classic cutting off your nose to spite your face. He is the face of their franchise, and he's the one guy you don't want to vilify publicly because you can't risk it going forward. You need to make this deal happen or not happen, but if it happens, you need him to be in his image intact as the face of your franchise and the leader of your football team. If you want to vilify him, there's one huge missing variable here that we have not heard from either side, and that is how much is Dak asking for? You have no idea unless you know something that I don't know.
No.
Okay? Because I think it's way out of bounds what he's asking for. And if Jerry and Stephen Jones, want to go to the mat, if they want to get down and dirty, they will release what the final offer was on the other side, or the final ask on Dak's side, mm-hmm. because it could be outrageously out of bounds to the point that everybody in Cowboy Nation would sit back and say, that's just terrible. You're really greedy, Dak, but nobody's thinking that.
Skip, you know how these contracts work. All that 40 years for 5 years for $200 million means nothing. How much in guaranteed money
Bingo.
Am I going to get?
Bingo. And we still don't even have a report about the guaranteed portion. Remember, everything we're talking about right now was offered before the season started. The $33 million mm-hmm. and the $105 total were offered before the season started.
Correct.
And then everybody's reporting that Dak got hot first three games, you remember?
Yeah.
And he decided to bet on himself going forward, and a stalemate occurred, right? An
yes.
impasse occurred that still the ice hasn't been broken, even though they had a couple of conversations, one at the combine, one after the combine.
Honest question, okay? Skip Bayless. Mm-hmm. They come to Dak Prescott in September before the season mm-hmm. starts. And they say, Dak, we got 115 to 120 guaranteed, which is $5 to $8 million more than Jared Goff got.
Okay, wait, you're talking about a different number. That's the total of the contract.
No.
That's not guaranteed.
Yes.
That is not guaranteed. You want to talk about guaranteed
yeah,
at signing? The number is guaranteed at signing. The highest in the NFL is Matt Ryan at 94.5.
Right.
Even Carson Wentz, he got 108 total. Supposedly this offer to Dak was 105. But again, Carson Wentz got guaranteed at signing $66.5
million. No.
Low.
No. I'm saying guaranteed, because the guaranteed money that Wentz got is 108.
Okay,
the guaranteed
but it's
money
not really guaranteed. It's how much is guaranteed at signing?
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay,
so Matt Ryan got outrageous guaranteed at signing,
right.
94.5. I don't know how much of the 105 offered is guaranteed. I have no idea. But Mike Florio is making the case, and I don't know, maybe he's been prompted by somebody internally in-house in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
because it's more team-friendly to look at it.
Yes.
But he's saying the 33 annual that was offered way back before the season started would make him the highest annual paid in the league, higher than Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson's deal, if I can be simple with this, was already in place, and they added new money on top of it. But you also,
added
of
years.
Course, you have to factor in old plus new,
right.
And it drags it down to 31.4.
Correct.
Okay, so his 35 overall, according to Florio, it's semantics.
Right.
But he semantically is looking at it as less than the 33. So Florio is trying to advance the idea that, wait a second, the 33 offered back in September before the season started was the most annual salary of any NFL quarterback going right now.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is that you can sell it like that.
Yeah, you can sell it like that, but Dak isn't buying it because at the end of the day, Skip, you know what it's about. You made that very clear. Mm-hmm. How much is guaranteed? What Mr. Blank did for the Falcons is that they gave Matt Ryan $100 million. But he gave him $94 million at the time of signing.
That's outrageous.
So what they
did. That's a lot, man.
Yes. And so now, Skip, you prorate it. So that's what the Cowboys are going to have to do, Skip, in order to get Dak. They're going to have to give him 90-plus million.
Okay, so remember, Jason LaConfora, I think he was writing for CBS
yes.
last week.
Mm-hmm.
He said an agent had given him this whole proposition of how could you do this? How could you sort of break the bank for Dak and still fit it under your cap? And his idea was go 10 years, give him a 10-year contract, and give him 125 to sign. So all of a sudden, up front, in the first 3 years, Dak would make $143 million. It's all signing bonus, but your bases would be 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Correct. That's how you got to do it, because you're going to prorate that signing bonus
over 10 years. Okay, well, I kind of liked it, because then Dak would get, he'd really get paid for 3 years.
Yes.
He'd be really happy. Have they discussed this kind of an idea, a blueprint for a deal?
I don't know if you can go 10 years. I think 7 might be the max you can go now. So even if you go, even if you go 7 and give him something like that, you prorate 7 into 125, Skip, that's still a doable number.
You sure there is the new CBA going to limit it?
I don't know about the new. Okay, you're factoring in the new CBA.
I don't know.
Only thing I know is about the CBA.
Ty Smith's got like a. think it's 10 years. He got a 10-year deal.
Yeah, but I guess but here's the thing. Ty Smith, when he did his deal, he wasn't up. So they tacked on 8 years plus two. Like Zeke's deal, Skip, when you really look at it, Zeke had more years left on his deal.
Okay.
So when you add the five plus the two that was left on his deal, this is what you get. Dak doesn't have any years left on his deal, Skip. So in actuality, basically, it would be a legit 10-year deal.
Okay. So just for those out there who don't get this, we're dealing in what you can take to the bank is your guaranteed portion of what you got.
I'm putting it in my pocket right now.
Matt Ryan, 94.5. Kirk Cousins, 84, because he got guaranteed
fully
for
guaranteed
3 years, right?
Yep.
That's really good. Aaron Rodgers got 79.2. That's really good. Now it starts to drop to Russell Wilson at 70. Carson Wentz got 66.5. So I'm saying Carson Wentz's deal is not that great.
Right.
If that's all you got, if you got – $30 million less guaranteed than Matt Ryan, I'm saying you didn't do that great. It looks good on paper.
Right.
You can sell it.
Right. I think the thing that Matt Ryan had going in his favor, he was an MVP. And Skip, it varies. The way Mr. Blank perceives Matt Ryan and the way Jeffrey Lurie perceives Carson Wentz is two different things. But at the end of the day, Dak Prescott is saying, you guys said you believe in me. You said, you believe that I can win multiple championships for this football team.
Right.
You don't act like it. You don't act like it.
Okay, so when the mud will start to get slung is when you hear somebody report, because they got it from the inside, from Jerry or Steven, that Dak is asking for X.
Yeah.
That's when the mud will start to be slung all over each other.
Right.
Because then you'll sit back and say, he wants that? But we have nothing reported about that.
Because theoretically, Skip, because here's the thing. Right now, there's no numbers on the other side that's being slung. Because theoretically, you could say, well, Todd Franz did release that. So he might have just said the Cowboys offered this, yada, yada, yada. You can say the Cowboys. But when it comes from the other side, I can assure you Todd Franz is not releasing no numbers, because you could be right. He might be asking for $37, $38 million with $150 guaranteed.
He might be. I just don't know. So far, Dak's safe to me on the greed factor, on the bad guy factor. I think his image still is teetering, but still in play.
No mercy.
The Lakers were a combined 0-3 going into this weekend against the Bucks and Clippers. But after LeBron dropped 37 points in Friday's win over the Bucks, the Lakers sent an even bigger message yesterday with a 112-103 win over the crosstown rivals. Anthony Davis led the way with 30 points and 8 boards, while LeBron finished with 28, 9, and 7. The Lakers have won 11 of their last 12 games and are 6.5 games ahead of the Clippers in the race for the West's number one seed. And we are joined now by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard. Chris, why do you think the Lakers won?
I was there yesterday. Playoff atmosphere. Tremendous. They won because for the first time this year, LeBron took the challenge. And I'm not saying I buy into the Skip, you know, the commercials of Kawhi and he wants to be the king, you know, that he's mocking LeBron. Mm-hmm. But he did come to L.A., to the other team, to the neighbor down the hall. He does clearly want to win and take L.A. from LeBron. And I thought in the first two games, LeBron, I've said it on every platform I was on, he was tentative. He, you know, he just, for whatever reason, Christmas Day, there was a groin issue, but he was tentative. And
A groin issue this Christmas
Day? That's what there were reports saying that.
We got another excuse?
What are you talking about?
Look, that was last Christmas.
All I'm saying is there were reports that I read this week that said he had the groin issue. Now, I'm with you. I was looking at it like he was just flat-out tentative.
Good job, Rich Paul.
The fact of the matter is this. Yesterday, for the first time this season, he took the challenge, and he showed that he still is the best player in the world. And there was an argument. He showed that he is still the best player in the world this whole weekend, obviously. But there was an argument. Look, obviously Kawhi has limitations. LeBron doesn't. He doesn't have the vision. He can't play, make, pass like LeBron. But when you look at his effectiveness this year, when you look at the mid-range game, even last year, there was an argument to be made that Kawhi, you know, was the best player in the world. No more argument. Like LeBron and the fact that he guarded Kawhi, not just in the fourth quarter, but the whole game, basically.
He didn't guard him the whole game.
Hold on, Skip. I was there. He guarded him the whole game.
I actually got to watch
game.
It on TV.
Okay.
Does that count?
Hold on. But
I don't know. My TV, I didn't see him guarding him the whole game.
Skip. Because nobody guards everybody the whole game because they're switching. There's cross matches. Kawhi wasn't on LeBron the whole game. But essentially, they guarded each other the whole
Correct.
Game.
Correct.
And LeBron, and I've been saying, I think I've said it here. LeBron's got to go at Kawhi like he went at Jaylen Brown, like he's gone at Drew Holiday, and all, with the same aggressiveness and swagger. Mm-hmm. And he did that. I mean, he drove at Kawhi. He posted Kawhi. Like, he went at Kawhi. And that's the reason they won. And forget the stats, because statistically, this was not even an average LeBron game. Yeah. I mean, he didn't shoot 50%. Like, but he was so – this was one of his best games of the year. Mm. And he set the tone with his hustle, with his diving for the loose balls at the end of the game, right?
What about
almost taking the charge.
What about the blocks? What about the blocks?
Yeah, that set the tone.
Which hand you want me to block it with, Skip? The right or the left?
He blocked a 6'3".
No. Which hand you want me to block it with, the right or the left?
You got to give LeBron his props. He was, I've said it, I said it on here about a month ago. What's it going to take for them to beat the Clippers in 7? A heroic performance by LeBron. He showed yesterday he's up to that challenge.
Farted up to the challenge.
That's why they won.
Skip, I forgot to mention this early. You know what this was, right, Skip? One of those.
What?
A virtuoso.
Oh.
Because
every game he plays is a virtuoso.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
He's one of the greats that every time, that's all he does is masterpieces. Mm. Picasso, every painting was not a masterpiece or it wasn't intended to be. Tchaikovsky. Skip, you think everything he wrote was meant to be a masterpiece? But every time that gentleman steps on the basketball court.
Tchaikovsky.
Yeah. But, Bron.
Yep.
Every time he steps on the floor. Now, I told you, the man got tired of every time he turns around. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kawhi. He's scared of Kawhi.
I agree.
Kawhi never has, never will be able to stop that guy. Mm. Kawhi got finals MVP and LeBron averaged 28, 8, and 7. Mm. Let that sink in for just a second. Mm. Just like Iggy got finals MVP for holding LeBron to 35, 13, and 9. I don't even know why I brought
that. Go back and watch the tapes of game 3 and 4 at Miami in that finals and tell me what you see from LeBron. I saw nothing. I saw shrinkage. I saw disappearing
this,
act.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay,
watch them.
What do we
go
see?
Go watch both of them. It's 1-1 going back to Miami on his home floor. Go look what he did.
All I know is in game 6, you got Mr. Frito, but we cannot talk about that.
That's LeBron, another series.
LeBron was aggressive. LeBron made it up in his mind because you remember last time on Christmas Day, they said the reason why we didn't put Pat Bev on him because we didn't want LeBron to play out of the post. Mm. LeBron says, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Not only am I going to post this joker up, I'm going to post 7-foot up Giannis up on Friday. Because can't nobody, there's not a man created alive that when this man says, you know what? Mm. I want to do what I want to do today. Mm. Can stop him.
Really?
Kawhi? Hey, he's like, Kawhi, hey, Paul, hey, they just rotate. Skip like to use the word rotational play. They got rotational. So they rotated Paul George, cooked him. Rotated Kawhi, cooked him. Marcus Morris was so bad, he couldn't even make a shot because he's tired from D'ing up GOAT.
Really?
Your day coming. But guess what? We got one more game for you. I told you this day was coming. I foretold it. And I'm with the same energy on April 9th.
I can't wait until June.
No, I cannot wait. You see, now we wait until June.
Well, they're going to meet in May.
Hold on.
They're going to meet in late May.
Hold on. Chris.
No, I'm waiting for the Clippers to be in the finals.
Chris. Now, see, here's the thing. Opening night, he didn't mention anything about June. When they lost to him on Christmas, he didn't mention anything about June. Mm. Now we bust their head. Mm. Everybody sit around. I'm having brunch watching this massacre. Mm. And now all of a sudden you want to wait till June. But so today coming in April.
I would like to congratulate LeBron and company for winning a March 8th third game with the Clippers. And that was the first that he has won as a Laker over the Clippers featuring Kawhi Leonard. Game number one, LeBron scored 2 in the fourth quarter and AD got shut out in the fourth quarter and Kawhi took over. Game number 2 on Christmas Day, groin injury.
You read
Stop
that, though, right?
I did not read it. I haven't heard a word about it.
You saw it.
Yeah,
I didn't
put
see it until recently. I got to be honest. I agree. I didn't see it until recently.
LeBron
but
James up 7 points at – it was their home game with 6.5 minutes to go and could not hold the lead. Spat it up because Kawhi Leonard scored 9 points down the stretch to take that game over. So it's still 2-1 Clippers. And I will forever remember yesterday's game at Staples, playoff atmosphere, as an aberration, as a throw-it-out game, as the Avery Bradley Memorial Game. I will forever remember, neither of you guys said one word about a guy who made his season-high 6 threes on his season-high 12 attempts.
Right.
That is the difference in the game.
LeBron
you finally had a third quarter, I mean, a third score. And speaking of the third, I was going to talk about the third quarter because he made 4 in the third quarter. What was the pivotal quarter of the game? What happened to the Clippers at halftime? I don't know. They left the building. They did not show up for the third quarter. Everybody was completely out of it, and the Lakers seized control in the third quarter. They won it by 8 to take a 4-point lead to the fourth quarter, and you can look at my timeline. I tweeted, this game is over, because the Lakers are 42-0 when they have a lead going to the fourth quarter. So, while Avery Bradley was hitting 4 threes in the third, what was the King doing in the third quarter? Mostly watching.
Resting.
He played 5 minutes of the third quarter, and guess how many points he scored in the pivotal turnaround third quarter? Guess how many? The man who willed himself on this game. He didn't take a shot in the third quarter.
Exactly.
He scored 0 in the third quarter. 0 for 0 was the King, and the Lakers took control, mostly while he was sitting on the bench watching. Way to go, Chris. Way to go, Shannon. I give it to you. He was special. He was virtuoso.
I have been debating LeBron James with you for, I think, 16 years.
Yeah.
and other players, too.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard you rant and rave about the third quarter.
Avery,
you are usually
wait.
About not only just the fourth quarter, but the last 2 minutes.
If you had told me Avery Bradley was going to make 6 threes, which, by the way, was 2 more than the whole rest of the team combined, if you were going to tell me 4 of the 6 were in the third quarter, I would have said, you got me, because they can't overcome that, especially when my closer, Lou Williams, stunk yesterday. He disappeared. He was 3 for 11, and the third was a 3 that he made with 7 seconds left when they were down 12. Way to go.
Avery has been shooting about 45% from
lately,
three.
He's been
over the last 5 to 6
weeks. Not like that.
6 weeks.
Not
no, he was on fire. I give you, he was on fire, and he's a good defender. We talk about Pat Beverly.
Great defender.
Yeah, he's one of those
he
dogs.
He sets the tone. He picked Patrick Beverly's pocket. And there were back-to-back turnovers by Patrick Beverly when it was 10-5 Clippers, and it looked like they were about to do what they do to everybody in the first quarter. And all of a sudden, he coughed it up to AD and coughed it up to Avery Bradley. Both of them take it in, and Avery Bradley taunted him to the point Avery, who's not a technical foul getter, he got a technical. He set the whole tone for the game with the early trash talk of Pat Beverly, which I think resonated on the Laker bench. Like,
so you're not going to give LeBron any
credit? I thought he was
credit?
Very good. He was very good. But again, but wait a second.
He didn't dominate.
Dominate.
His passing, his driving.
That cross court to Avery Bradley. And
Mark
the
Medina.
Pass to, the bounce
here's
pass
Mark
to
Medina,
AD.
And I really respect, he covers both teams for USA Today. I don't know if you know him, but he wrote in this morning's column, LeBron James continued his campaign for regular season MVP, but Leonard also got the best of James in individual matchups.
How?
Can we see those?
That's just
plays?
A mistake, and
can,
I love Mark.
See,
I know
can
Mark.
We see the two
that's
plays
a mistake.
Where Kawhi just blew.
Where LeBron was
dunk.
Looking.
There we go.
Yeah.
There
elsewhere.
Claw dunk. Claw dunk. That was a good defense by LeBron.
Yeah. See, he's
way
talking
to
his team.
Okay. Well, it's are you the
but
primary
that,
what, defender?
Wasn't that
or not?
Right after hey, LeBron
this,
took him into? Wasn't
blow
that right
by,
after LeBron beasted
by.
Him in the post?
What are you doing
on a 3-point play? Wasn't that after
wait,
that?
Wait, Chris. There's a blow by.
Chris.
Watch this. Oh, this is the spin.
Kawhi's great.
Come on.
That's
come on.
He gonna have his moments.
Skip, if you don't mind me,
have his moments.
Blow by.
Chris, help me understand this.
Oh, you missed that
they
play.
They're not showing the
you
3-point play?
You were getting
play?
Popcorn.
No. Right? I saw that.
Yeah.
They're not showing the 3-point play that preceded that?
No, I want to know one thing. Chris, if me and you playing, you're on a team, you're on team A, I'm on team B. And I have more points, more rebounds, more assists, and my team wins. How the hell did the guy I'm guarding outplay me?
Thank you.
And he scored 5 of those points when the game was completely over. He was completely front-running. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah, he didn't own the fourth.
Oh.
Owned it.
Wait, he owned it? Well,
7
Kawhi,
free
Kawhi
throw
scored
attempts.
10 in the fourth.
Yep,
I thought
and LeBron
really
scored
good.
12.
12.
Yeah. And who had the higher degree of difficulty? Kawhi's making jump shots. Did LeBron, he made one early, right?
What about the three?
Well, LeBron just went at him. I like the fact that LeBron didn't settle for the jump.
Why was not guarding him at the end of the game? And he scores two on free throws and then an and one at the end of the game. And wait a second. He celebrated like they had won game seven. I've never seen anything like it. So why doesn't ever celebrate?
Skip, I just want to know one thing.
Yeah, I want to know.
You ask me. You ask.
How can you defend that?
I'm going to defend him like this. You say LeBron James is the greatest driver of the basketball ever. Why would you settle for jump shots and threes? Now he take Kawhi down. He take Kawhi down in the paint and bust it. And now you're talking about.
He didn't take Kawhi down in the paint on the last two drives. That wasn't Kawhi.
No, but during the game, yeah.
He got two on him, and Kawhi got two on LeBron.
No, we got and ones.
Oh, wow.
And we posted them.
Wait. My guy blew by so completely, you couldn't and one.
We blew by him.
You couldn't catch him.
We blew by him.
Do you think Kawhi played LeBron to a draw? Yesterday, or outplayed him?
Individual, yeah.
How?
Well, I mean, just
he had no assists. LeBron had none.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about that.
That's part of the game, Skip.
Okay. I mean, Kawhi's great. He's going to get his, and just like LeBron
got rebounds.
Right, two boards.
The Clippers didn't come out after halftime. I don't know what happened. Kawhi was not locked in. He was not engaged. I thought he was lifeless.
Why didn't you make that excuse for the Lakers when they had that big lead at the going into the half and come out in the third quarter and the Clippers come back? You didn't make that excuse for the Lakers. They didn't come out after the half.
Well, you could have.
No. I want you to do it.
I don't like
that's what
him.
You do.
Here's something to watch for. And you saw this. At the end of in the fourth quarter, the Lakers were hunting Lou Williams, right?
I told him that. Trying to get
him in pick and roll, everything.
No, they got him on LeBron half the time.
Well, what they did was get the switches, the picks,
I already told him earlier
in the show, they got an issue that they're going to have to resolve.
Right. And they put Beverly in late.
Okay, too late, because that was with like 45 seconds left. Patrick Beverly needs to play. Patrick Beverly needs to play. Yes. If you have to.
If he's not scoring, you're going to have to take him out.
I agree.
They had nobody to hunt on the Lakers, though, because the Lakers had all good defenders out.
Ooh, hey. No mercy.
In back-to-back games this weekend, LeBron beat both the reigning MVP and the reigning finals MVP in nationally televised contests. He leads the league in assists this season and is tied for the lead in triple-doubles. Giannis has been considered the runaway favorite all season and, according to Fox Bet, remains the favorite. But LeBron is quickly closing the gap. Chris Broussard is still with us. Do you think, Chris, that LeBron has taken the lead in this MVP race?
I wouldn't say that, but last week I talked about the groundswell for LeBron. That's turned into an avalanche. It was a road game yesterday. I know it was still 65% Lakers fans, which in the series it's going to be seven Lakers games, you know. But they were chanting MVP.
Who are they?
The fans.
Who
the
are
crowd.
The fans?
Lakers Clipper, fans? Clipper fans.
You think Clipper fans were chanting?
No, it was Lakers fans.
Thank you.
It was about 65-35 in the arena. 65% Lakers fans. But the storyline, you talked about it. The storyline, the narrative is all in favor of LeBron, even more so than it was a week ago. I can only speak for myself and my vote. And I'll say this. I said Giannis is my guy. But for the first time this season, LeBron has a legitimate chance of getting my vote. Like, I'm still with Giannis. Giannis is still ahead. But now it is a legitimate race where I'm looking at these next 5 to 6 weeks. Before I had Giannis just clearly ahead, I didn't think there was anything that was going to change that. But now it is a legitimate race. And it's not just that LeBron had this tremendous weekend, because it's a full 82-game reward. It's not... Right. Just two games. And Giannis outplayed LeBron in the first game, and they blew the Lakers out. Giannis was great against the Clippers. They're 2-0 against the Clippers. He outplayed Kawhi and Paul George when they beat him. So, you know, you can look at individual games like that. But here it is. One of my arguments for Giannis was the historical nature of his season. Number one, they looked like they were going to be the third team ever to win 70 games. They were on a 71-win pace. Now they're on a 68-win pace, which is still great, obviously, but it's not as historic.
Yeah.
It's
just not a lot of 68, 69
right. It's not one of those benchmark numbers. Secondly, Giannis was on pace to have the greatest PER in history for a single season.
And he still might.
Well, yeah, he might, but according to basketballreference.com, and there are different metrics.
Right, you use it.
right now, they've got him now down to fifth. All time, still great, but no longer, again, a historic season where it's the greatest PER ever. Mm-hmm. So you take those out, and then finally, the injury. Now, he's already missed 7 games. He's going to miss the next 2. That'll be 9.
Mm.
He probably will miss more than the next 2. If he misses 11, like, in the modern era, the fewest games that a player has played and won MVP is 71. Mm. So that's missing 11 games. That was Allen Iverson in 2001. Bill Walton won it with 58 games in, like, 1977. But, you know, that's ancient history. In the 70s, guys won the MVP without even making the playoffs sometimes.
But that was when the players were voting then.
Yeah, right. So it's a whole different. So obviously there's a precedent set. LeBron, he's really, like I said, for my vote, I still got Giannis in first. But with those 3 factors and the way LeBron is coming on and playing, he's now, it's not quite neck and neck, but it's very close.
So we did this topic about 10 days ago with Chris for the first time, and you laughed at this whole idea.
I did. I thought it was and Giannis
now
was
you're
killing.
You're thawing. You're starting to say, wait a second, something's going on here.
Man, it's going on.
Maybe you better board this train.
Like you said, the avalanche is coming.
It's coming.
For LeBron.
It just hit you.
But it's not over.
Yep. Mm-hmm. MC Hammer say, gain it. Gain him, old man. Chris, I told you, Chris. Chris, hold on. Just hold that boat in your pocket just yet.
See, you're old enough to.
Yeah, I remember.
They're not due till April 14th or something like that,
Chris,
so I got time.
Chris wanted to vote early. You don't come like voting. You know, a lot of times voting in elections, you can vote early. I said, Chris, hold on to that because you might regret that. But
do you know how many Super Bowl MVPs have been won with a premature vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, look. I agree. Now, for me, looking at what LeBron was doing, I thought he was in it. But I can understand, you know, the 32-plus PER, and he's getting 30 and 15, playing basically 31 minutes a night. I get that. But LeBron has been and I don't want people to think, oh, we're just basing it on these last 2 games. Because LeBron has been playing at an MVP level all season long. It was just now on national stage. People got an opportunity to see him go head to head with the reigning MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He took the challenge. Okay, I want him.
Right.
Let me have it. Oh, you want some of this? I'm gonna show you I can put. Bro, you big. And Skip, he did something. I don't know if you noticed this. He got a bucket against Giannis, and he ran down the court. You know, Giannis, every time he gets a dunk or gets a, he mean mug to the camera. LeBron got him one.
Yeah.
Let you know you can't stop this. Right. Since the All-Star break, he's averaging 30 points a game. That's second in the NBA behind Bradley Beal. He's averaging 9.5 assists. That's second in the NBA behind Ricky Rubio. 55% from the floor. And he's taken down a team that many thought was unbeatable, fully stacked. Oh, they got their healthy Paul George and Kawhi. They got their fully ready, 10-0. Whitewashed them. Mm. Oh, Giannis. Giannis, you really want this? You really think you better than me? Make quick work of it.
Yep.
Oh, Zion. You don't skip. Baby, hype Zion. Got the 40-piece and a 34-point triple-double. Mm-hmm. Skip is here. Mm-hmm. And we're not going anywhere.
Dropped it on a 19-year-old. Impressive.
Sometimes you got to do it.
Guy who's played 19 games.
See what you do, Chris, is that you get to them early. You tell the tale up early, and then when they get the dog, you know.
It's like raising kids.
Yeah! Skip Bayless.
You stink it up at Memphis on Saturday night and save yourself for Sunday night at New Orleans. Am I
right?
Go.
No, that ain't what we
105 to 85 at Memphis? Yikes.
We got something for Memphis. We got them coming up.
You got them coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Memphis got some, New Orleans got some big games coming up this week. Now, back to MVP. It is over. It was over on Friday. I said it on Friday because I knew what LeBron was going to do to Giannis because I just don't believe in what Giannis is made of. The talent's obvious and the length and the PER. He's the PER prince. He's replaced Anthony Davis. Yes, he is. And he was on a historic pace. There's something missing in that guy in the biggest games. And this was a big one because LeBron came to play.
Yep.
He came to issue and take the challenge.
Yep.
And to me, again, Giannis put up pretty good numbers, but there's something like basketball backbone. There's something not in there, something intangibly that he can't stand up to LeBron in his house and take that challenge. And I thought he shrank in key moments in that game, just the way he shrank in four straight games against Toronto in the conference finals, because that was pathetic. And I still stand by the fact that so many people voted for Giannis last year and got left with some egg on their face because he didn't validate. And I know it's just a regular season. Right. I get that. But you want him to validate it at least in the conference finals. Mm-hmm. You want him to at least get to the NBA finals. And he should have. And they were favored, weren't they? Slight favorites.
I think. Yeah, they were favored.
They won the
first
two games.
Yeah, they were favored.
And then they lost four straight games and he just shrank.
He didn't
they built the wall.
Yeah, this kid, remember, they won 60 regular season games last year. So they were heavily favored.
Okay, I got it. So now I give it up to LeBron because it's the bounce back factor is off the charts because we've never seen somebody bounce back this late in their career because he wasn't very good last year and you can chalk it up to the groin or whatever. He just wasn't very good. You can chalk it up to his lack of help or teammates, right? But this was an extraordinary bounce back and it's been going on from game one, even though they lost game one, but he has played at a very high level because he finally assumed the position he was born to play. And he embraced playing point guard.
Well,
and it changed everything.
And
which
you know
is why
else?
He's leading the league in assists.
Yeah, and what I like, and obviously his basketball IQ's always been off the charts.
It's the best.
But despite that, LeBron never really took advantage of his size in the post.
Right.
Even in Miami when he posted more, he did it grudgingly. He really didn't want to. Now it feels like he's saying, you know what, this is a huge
advantage.
This
is my advantage.
And now he is using it. And one thing this year, again, against the Clippers, he didn't really take up the challenge the first two games. Milwaukee, the first game, he didn't. So that was something in my mind, too. I was like, okay, they're pounding the bad teams, and LeBron's not really playing as well against the great teams. And now he's really, you know, this weekend showed that he's just on a different level.
I agree.
Skip, the thing is, for the very first time, is that LeBron is normally a guy. Is that most guys, when they're another superstar, you go at me, I'm going to go at you. LeBron normally says, I'm going to play my game.
Right.
But not Friday and not Saturday. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to come at me? Okay. Remember on Christmas, Doc Rivers said the reason why I didn't put Patrick Beverley on LeBron because I didn't want him to play in the post. LeBron says, okay, you put Kawhi on me, I'm going to post his butt. You put Giannis on me, I'm going to post his butt. Because what LeBron has that they don't have is bricks in his back pocket. That's still 6'9", Skip, with 260 coming down here. Kawhi doesn't weigh that. Giannis doesn't weigh that.
Okay, now I'm going to put this in perspective. I'm giving him the runaway MVP at this point.
Runaway.
Despite the fact it's over. I just think that it's an avalanche. It's over. Listen, Giannis will not be able to recoup. Because he's going to be out for the couple
he's
of games.
Probably you know,
he will not.
And they're going to err on the side of caution.
Right,
I'm going to remind you that still from the three-point line, he's pretty awful because as a high-volume shooter, there are 31 of those who have taken at least 370, and he ranks 28th out of 31 with 35%. So to me, the fewer threes that he shoots, I know he made a logo three the other night, but seriously, the fewer of those he shoots and the more he attacks, even though he's not a great free throw shooter, you got a better chance of attacking and getting and ones than making threes because you're wasting too many possessions shooting 35% from the three.
Oh, he ain't a good free throw shooter. Wasn't he 12 or 15 and 12 or 14 yesterday?
Yeah. He's shot him well lately.
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes because we got a bizarre new routine going with his free throws.
Aren't
it's
we
bizarre,
70, aren't we 70%,
but it's working.
Aren't we 70% now?
You just eked over the 70% line.
Here's the key for this season, and I think you'll agree with this, Skip. LeBron, you said he's taking the personal challenge. I've seen him at times, we all have during his career, where he took those personal challenges. And I remember writing columns for the other network and website about him playing angry.
I agree.
And just
I told you that
going,
from the start. It's good.
One of his worst moments in Boston, his last series in Cleveland, his first stint, when he faded during that season. The third game of that series, he was just destroying people. He had 21, I think, in the first quarter.
Which one are you talking about? The
against Boston in his last year in Cleveland.
But before he went to Miami?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I got it.
Remember that series? Yeah, he faded. He melted down, whatever.
It was a Friday night game at Boston Garden. He just annihilated him.
Right, right. Yeah. And then he didn't play that way the whole rest of the series.
Right.
If he
keeps
up...
Well, that was the one Dan Gilbert accused him of quitting in. That's what he said.
And he's got to keep... Even the Dallas series, early on when they were up 2-1, he was playing fine.
Yeah.
And then just fake. If he keeps this mentality of I'm going at Kawhi, take it personal in that that series. I'm going at Giannis if they meet in the finals. I don't know who can stop him.
If
his health can hold up physically at this age and go at them like
that. My nephew got this.
Who's your nephew?
Bron.
He's your nephew?
That's my nephew.
When did that happen?
Because that's what they call him. He and AD.
Claim him?
That's what they call him. Skip.
Did you go to the courthouse and like put in a claim for him? I need him to be my nephew.
I told you I was at an appearance with the Lakers.
You said about 18.
No, that's all I'm saying.
Say it again.
So I was at the appearance for the Lakers on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That's why I tried to tell you. Mm-hmm. That's why I boosted up, got the four cases off you, because talking to him. And that's what they called me, Skip. They called me Unc. So my nephew, O'Bron, that's what he called me. He called me Unc. He and AD. Avery, all of them. Unc.
That just means they think you old.
Yeah. you bull jiving, I kind of have. But Skip, they say, Unc, you need to come to a game. I said, man, you know, I'm waiting. He said, Unc. He said, that number 23, he said, they not ready for what he about to do. I said, man, stop playing. Skip, I'm telling you, they say he on another level.
Yep, they know. Boy, they know.
They on another level. Well,
what are they going to tell you? He's no good.
They haven't said anything. They could have kept their mouth shut.
He's a fraud.
They could have kept their mouth shut. He said, it's going to start Friday. They say, you watch what he do. I said, huh? I said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
You heard it first.
I said, I want to give you a couple. Because, see, if I'd have came in and been bragging, you wouldn't have gave me the case to do. So that's how I'm going to get these cases to do under 20.
You were bragging all week about it. And remember, Kawhi does have a backbone. And so now that he didn't show up yesterday, let's see if he shows up in April and then May. Let's see what happens.
He don't want no LeBron.
He will take the challenge.
He don't want no LeBron.
This is turning into historic.
He don't want no LeBron.
Well, he didn't want to none of LeBron when he was going to join the Lakers. And he said, no, I'll be a Clipper. He chose the Clippers because he wanted this.
It might be. You remember Bird and Dominique going at it? Was that in 87, Skip? They were going back and forth. That might be one of them, Skip. It might be one of them.
As bad as Kawhi was, he scored 10 in the fourth quarter. He was pretty good.
We got 12. We got 12, 3-3. Yo, how
do
you go?
Five cheap ones with no time left.
How do you, as much as you hold the ball, how you not have one assist? So who in the hell did Kawhi make better in that game?
I told you, everybody was going solo. Everybody. They were just a team of solo action today. It was terrible.
That's what LeBron do.
Yeah.
He make you get out of what you should do. You should be passing the ball, but you want to go one-on-one with me.
They had a season-low 12 assists to 16 turnovers. You like that? You ain't going to win many games.
I just
want to
know is where Kawhi was. Kawhi, oh, he the facilitator now. Oh, he better. Oh, you remember Kenny Smith opening night?
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard made LeBron James look unathletic.
Yeah, he did on opening night.
Oh, and you see what happened? Now he can't drink. Now he can't drink enough water to get the words down.
Really?
He chugging water.
Shannon, have you ever heard of It's Just One Game?
But why didn't you guys say that opening night? It's just one game. Why didn't you say that Christmas? That's all I want to know.
Said at Christmas, it's just two games.
Exactly. And now my guy, Skip, I told you, you don't want to anger. See, growing up on a farm, when you a goat, when he get that look, Skip, he start looking.
So you're comparing LeBron to a real goat in the barnyard.
I love how spicy this is getting. As an LA native, when both teams are good, this is just fun to watch.
But you a Laker fan, huh? Yeah, when I love it, I'm an LA native.
No mercy. The Lakers sent a big message yesterday with a 112-103 win over their crosstown rivals. Anthony Davis led the way with 30 points and 8 boards, while LeBron finished with 28, 9, and 7. The Lakers have won 11 of their last 12 games and are 6.5 games ahead of the Clippers in the race for the West's number one seed. So, Shannon, what did yesterday show you about a future playoff matchup?
With the peace sign. See y'all. 6.5 back, 20 to play. It's over. See, Skip, what you had on us, what you guys could have, is that fully healthy, you guys were unbeatable. Unbeaten. Unbeatable. Blowing people off the floor. I mean, as Skip Bayless was telling me all last week, by the third quarter, Alex, it's over. That's what you had at your disposal. Now that we put something on your tail, now what you gonna say? How you gonna sell that now? Because you've been beaten full strength. You've been practicing together. Now, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but I was watching yesterday. Paul George and Kawhi, the best two-way player, the best wing defenders. AD got 30, LeBron got 28. Are the injuries starting to catch up? Now, if you can look at Kawhi Leonard, and y'all tell me he's still the same defender, he's good. There's no question about it. But tell me that's the same guy that won two defensive players of the year. Because LeBron was going by him like 40 going north. You know how fast 40 went north?
And vice versa.
No, don't do this, Kel. Don't do that. Hold on. Why are you talking? You interrupted. It's not your turn. Can I have the floor?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. AD and Kawhi. AD and LeBron, excuse me, are a better duo than Kawhi and Paul George. Because even if you get the same point production, you're not going to get the same rebound totals. You're not going to get the same blocks. You're not going to get the same. Hold on. Kawhi Leonard had how many blocks? Oh, he had one block, turnover. What Paul George had? Had a block, four turnovers. My guy was clean. My guy had three turnovers. LeBron had two, AD had one. And gave us 58 points. And gave us like 17, 18 rebounds. And gave us a bunch of assists. So, Skip, I don't really know what to tell you. It's over for you guys. And now, the best thing that I saw, forget AD, forget LeBron, what I saw yesterday that I love the absolute most is that when LeBron sat on the bench, he stretched that lead. That's what we need.
They took the lead.
Don't worry about it.
They didn't stretch it. They took it.
Whoa.
They took it. They were down four at halftime. All of a sudden, they're up four at the end of the quarter, and LeBron played a grand total of 5 minutes and took no shots. What does that tell you?
But he imposed his will. He took the challenge.
Way to go.
That's why you got a 1-2 punch. Because when Bron was off the court, AD said, I got you. Avery Bradley said, let me come along too. We brought little bro with us.
I'm glad that's the first time in this whole show you've actually mentioned Avery Bradley's name. It's Bron did this and Bron did that and a little AD and a little AD and then Bron did this and Bron did that. Avery Bradley had the game of his life. He made 6 out of 12 threes. It's the most he's made all season because it's the most he's taken all season. He made 4 in the pivotal third quarter. And I'm going to remind you, that same Avery Bradley on Christmas Day against the Clippers, he went 1-for-5 and 0-for-2 from 3.
Yep.
Because that's more who he is,
no,
that guy. So if you want to guarantee me right now that Avery Bradley will go 6 of 12 from 3 every time from here on out, Lakers and Clippers play, you got me. You will sweep the Clippers in the postseason if, in fact, they meet.
We're going to sweep them regardless.
Yeah. Okay. With or without Avery Bradley?
Yeah.
Really? Well, it's still 2-1 because Avery Bradley didn't do much in either of those
about
first
to be
two
games.
It's you go as Avery Bradley goes.
Don't do that, Skip.
Well, that's how it was yesterday. Well, you just sweep it under your carpet. He made 6 threes and 4 in the fourth quarter. He made 2 more threes than your entire team combined made.
Yeah, we weren't good. We weren't good yesterday from the three. But Skip, here's the thing. Now, when Sweet Lou was closing the game, the first game and the second game, you didn't mention anything about that. All you talked about was Kawhi and how Kawhi, he made LeBron shrink up. He ran from him. Now, all of a sudden, LeBron did a number on him.
Okay.
AD did a number on Paul George.
You can guarantee me that from here on out, every time these two teams play, that Sweet Lou will go 3 of 11, I'm dead. I'm in trouble. I got nothing. I'm sorry. If you guarantee me that Marcus Morris, as a starter for this team, every time they play the Lakers, is going to shoot 0 for 9 and 0 for 7 from 3, I'm sunk. It's over. You got me. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Danny Green going to go over? You going to tell me Danny Green going to go over?
Listen, I know Danny Green way better than you do, and he'll hit and he will miss.
Yeah.
But he will miss more than he will hit. He might be there a couple of times.
Remember what happened game one? He dropped 28.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay. He's more likely to do that than Avery Bradley is likely to do that. So the point is, as Doc said after the game, they need to work some things out.
Like what?
Rotations. They're going to have to figure some new things out because these are all new guys. He has forced Marcus Morris into the starting lineup, and I got to tell you, I'm not loving it. I know Marcus's ego because he's been a made man for so long. He didn't have any rings, but he's been made for so long.
But let me ask you a question. If he were to take Marcus Morris out of the starting lineup, who do you say he injects? Jermichael Green?
No, you could go a lot of different ways.
Where?
You go back to Shamet was playing great for them for a while. I don't know. You can mix and match a lot of different guys coming off the bench. And by the way, they're about to add this guy named Noah. Remember that guy? The defensive player of the year. Watch how many good minutes he plays for this
The last
team.
Noah I know that did anything good was he built the arc.
Really?
And it wasn't this guy. Now, this guy's father was good. He was the last Frenchman to win the French Open. Mm. But so stop playing, Skip Bayless. Mm-hmm. He is not that guy that was in Chicago. Mm. He hadn't been good for a very, very long time. You know that. Even the Grizzlies said, nah, we good. The Knicks.
He will bring energy and physicality off the bench for 7 or 8 minutes a game, and it will be crucial as this team comes together. It's just got to come together quickly. It hasn't come together.
Oh, that hasn't come together. Now, at first, Allen, mm-hmm. They have only played 10 games together, and they're undefeated. Now they need to come together more. Mm. That's what I like. See, I like to get all y'all together in one room so we can bust all your head at mm-hmm. one time instead of picking you apart.
Doc said last week, he said, you can just book this, that Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson will win at least one playoff game for this team. Mm-hmm. They will.
They might lose
they
you one,
too. They got guts.
They might lose you one, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, Reggie Jackson tried to sneak a layup in on Goat. Mm-hmm. Goat said, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go up with both hands because I know you're going to try to use the rim. Mm-hmm. So you're going to start on the right and try to go up. So I go up with both hands. Mm-hmm. Which one you want me to block it with? Mm-hmm. I bet you won't block it with the left. Pop!
6'9 versus 6'3, I'm impressed.
Well, why you tried me? Mm-hmm. Why you tried me? Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't know. Not a great idea.
If you get a breakaway and LeBron is chasing you, mm-hmm. if you do not dunk the ball quick, if you try to lay it up on the glass, he mm-hmm. gonna block it.
Yep.
So ask Iggy. Mm. That we done seen this. How many more times you want him to do it? Mm. You remember Terry Rozier tried him in the final, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
And you know what he got? Mm. Got sent away. No
mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.